BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, you can still qualify to go to the Alice Ski House.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wait, when are we supposed to...
Are you okay? Did you just have a stroke?
No, I'm... When were we supposed to draw...
A name is being drawn later today with Slacker and Steve at 5:30.
Gotcha.
Now, tomorrow morning at this time, you and I are going to be pulling a name.
Gotcha.
And keep in mind, this is to see Rob Thomas at the beautiful ski house in Breckenridge. I don't wanna be lonely no more. Imagine this. I don't have to pay for this. I don't want to know the lover at my door. Just another heartache. That reminds me. You know who's really interested in this and I hear is already qualified? Put his name in the hat.
Who's that?
Jeremy Hubbard over at Fox 31.
Really? Yeah. I don't want to be lonely.
He said ever since he saw that picture, he said ever since he saw that picture of you clinging to Rob's leg, he would like to be on the other leg.
Oh, my God.
So
Wait. All right,
Jeremy Hubbard.
Stop. Let me just explain some things. We met with Fox 31 yesterday, had a great day, had a great meeting. We all agreed, if I remember, as we left, there was going to be no more shenanigans by you saying weird ass stuff.
About what?
Jeremy Hubbard's on Rob Thomas's leg?
I'm just saying he's a huge fan. Okay, he didn't say that, but I'm sure he would like to cling on to Rob Thomas's leg because he's a big fan. Just like you when you did that the last time he was in town. You're down there on the floor. You got his knee right in your face, and you're hanging on to his leg.
I could see
Jeremy being on the other leg.
I actually sat on his foot.
I'm just saying.
I sat on Rob's foot.
Look.
And wrap my legs around his legs.
Look, Jeremy's a big fan. Now, granted, here at the radio station, you know, Jamie and I, we don't have passes just to hand out like popcorn around here.
Right.
So we told Jeremy yesterday, dude, Alice1059.com. I know he wanted us to give a
that
little.
That was the most uncomfortable thing you've ever done in a meeting in my life.
What?
When Jeremy says, this is Jeremy Hubbard, Fox 31, right? Like, he's won an Emmy.
I know.
And so he says at the meeting, wow, you guys, I saw all that stuff you did at OAR. That looked really amazing. That looked like such a great time. And he's like, and then now Rob Thomas is coming. He's like, that's going to be incredible. And BJ literally says to this man, well, what you need to do, Jeremy, is go to Alice1059.com and register to win. Literally says it.
What did you want me to say? That's how you win.
I don't know.
Did you expect me just to pull a couple of passes out of my pocket and hand to it?
Just felt
I'm sorry, pal, but you got to get to Alice1059.com. Oh, I got another scoop, too.
You know
that Jeremy Hubbard and Aristea both were here yesterday. Great people. They're great people.
How gorgeous is she even in real life?
Oh, she's beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Ridiculous.
And I think she loves me. I really do. I think she's fallen in love with me. I know she's married with kids and everything, but she still loves me. But nevertheless, I don't want to start rumors.
Right.
Look. But I did get some scoop yesterday.
You are feisty.
I got in the elevator with them, and when we went down, I overheard them discussing lunch, and I think they went to the Dirty Duck and had a couple.
Again, didn't we say in the
meeting? Did you hear that, Sean?
Wait.
Dirty Duck.
Again.
The Dirty Duck.
Didn't we agree in the meeting, no more shenanigans, no more calling her a stripper?
That's not a shenanigans.
No.
I thought I overheard the word Dirty Duck.
First of all, last week you called her a stripper. Now you're calling her a drunken stripper.
I never said that. No, I just said people can have a cold beer at lunch.
Yeah, and not be a drunk.
I'm not saying that actually happened. I thought I heard it.
I don't think that you look like them and have drinks at lunch.
Quack, quack. Dirty duck. Here I come.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
What do you look like when you have drinks at lunch?
I don't know. I'm not even.
Right.
I don't even
Jeremy,
know
I know you got registered. Best of luck to you, pal. Hopefully you win. Would love to see you there with Rob Thomas. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.